This is KCUR 89.3. Some people will tell you that James Joyce's Ulysses is the best novel of the 20th century. KCUR's CJ Janneby wasn't interested in debating that when she spoke with the organizers of the city's annual celebration of Joyce's notoriously difficult book. She just wanted to understand it.
I am an English major, but I could never get through those 800 pages about Leopold and Molly Bloom and Stephen Dedalus and their travels around Dublin on an average day that happened to be June 16th, 1904. But I don't feel that bad, because even people like Renata Rua, who teaches language at the Kansas City Irish Center, they have a hard time too.
Picked it up numerous times, started in on it, couldn't get past the first three pages. Frustrated. What's the big deal? Don't get where this is going. And then my back went out and I was on the couch for a long time. And I read it in 4 days.
It wasn't the pain meds that helped. It was that she'd lived in Ireland for 10 years. Now she could hear the Dublin voices and get the jokes. But what's weirder, that there are any worldwide literary holidays? Or that there's only one, Bloomsday, and it's devoted to a book that's really hard to read?
I had read Ulysses and I loved the book. Well, it took me 4 tries.
That's Tom Shaver, who used to own a bookstore in Brookside, the Bloomsday Bookstore. He's the one who started Kansas City's James Joyce celebration more than 20 years ago.
I had heard about the studying of Ulysses and the readings every June 16th throughout the world, and I thought, well, why not?
At first, Shaver had people come to his bookstore and take turns reading the book all the way through, fueled by a little stout and Irish whiskey. After a while, they added a play based on the book's final chapters.
With St. Patrick's Day, the parade, all that stuff, very little is given to Irish culture itself. And I felt it was important to be an ambassador for Irish literature.
Both of these experts keep talking about how Ulysses is such a life-affirming book. It's easy to come to that conclusion because of the book's famous last pages, which build to a climactic series of affirmations.
First, I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And I said, yes, I will, yes.
It's a woman that's been having an affair against her husband throughout the day, and yet he comes home to her, and she realizes her love for him, and he realizes he's found his love. And more importantly, he sets out that morning on his journey, his quest, like Ulysses of old, goes through all these perils, and yet he finds home again.
You don't really have to like Molly. Molly's unfaithful to Leopold, and you probably have, or at least I have, a lot of sympathy for Leopold. But she's a force of nature. She's earthy. And she loves him.
It's the end of a 45-page soliloquy by Molly Bloom. I don't think there are any periods or paragraph breaks in it for 45 pages.
The chapter's hard to read because you're pushing towards the end of the book and you get to this chapter and maybe you have to get up and go make yourself something to eat, or maybe you need to go to the restroom, but you can't. There's no punctuation. So you just read it straight through until you've got it done.
You can see why just watching a play based on the final chapters might be the way to go. But it's hard to even get to those final chapters.
The chapter that's called Sirens, it starts off absolute gobbledygook. And when someone tells you that the first page or two is the orchestra warming up, and that every sound that you read, if you read it aloud, becomes part of the text once the orchestra stops warming up and starts playing, then suddenly all that gobbledygook becomes meaningful. So I'm just going to read a tiny bit of that. Bronze by gold heard the hoof iron steely ringing.
That sort of play with language excites readers like Renata Rua and Tom Shaver. But there's also something simpler in the book's appeal.
These are real people. These are anti-heroes, Leopold Bloom and Stephen Dedalus. And it's everything crammed in from the highest, loftiest thoughts to the bodily functions on a daily basis.
It's the most humane book, I think, in the English language.
Lots of people around the world would debate that. Just not on June 16th. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janneby.
The annual Bloomsday celebration starts later this afternoon at the Irish Center of Kansas City. You'll find more information at kcur.org/arts.